2 Kings chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. And the king of Israel said, "Alas, that the Lord had called these three kings together to deliver them into the hands of Moab." 11. But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of God, a prophet of the Lord, that we may acquire of the Lord by him, and one of the king of Israel?" Israel's servant answered and said, "Here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hand of Elijah." Please underline that. Verse 12. And Jehoshaphat said, "The word of the Lord is with him." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. If you read down, they actually got answer from the king. But where I want you to follow me gently. Our topic is an act of service. Act of service. Elisha was a man under Elijah. Neutral, powerless, no mantle. But we knew what happened before Elijah left, and now he got his mantle. And I want you to know that Elisha was not directly the sons of the prophet. We are not going there. But he followed the prophet Elijah, and he stood by Elijah. Verse 11 of 2 Kings chapter 3, whereby it was answered that in this land, though, there is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hand of Elijah. Which poured water. That is out of service. This is what Elisha constantly does. He's at the beck, he's at the disposal of Elijah at any time he needs somebody to help him in ministry, in flesh and in spirit. So, and when Jehoshaphat heard what they said concerning Elisha, he picked it at once and said, if that is the case, somebody cannot serve under such a great man like this wholeheartedly that will not carry something. And he said, "The word of the Lord is with him. Let's go." Out of service. Out of service is the template that vindicates and presents you to carry the oil, to carry the anointing. It is the heart that precedes, that draw, that activates flows of anointing upon a man's life. I know everybody has a divine call for different assignment and mantle and purpose on the surface of the earth. But I want you to be wise. Not all men carrying the anointing need to pass through the template of service before the anointing comes upon their life. But all men of purpose need to be trained for the purpose and for the will of God upon their life to be well executed. There are some men, by the supremacy of nature of God, he solemnly calls some men to the purpose, to the will, to the assignments of himself, God. I can say they are the initiators of God's project, initiators of God's purpose, initiators of God's will on the surface of the earth. A very good example is Elijah, is Moses, and is even our Lord Jesus Christ. They are directly proposed from God. Even Jeremiah was not left alone. Remember what God told him, that before I formed thee from the womb of thy mother, I have called thee, I have anointed thee a prophet unto nations. So this, for a case study, if you take Elijah, this is a man that need not to service anybody to carry the anointing, to carry mantle. He has been called from inception. But being ordered a man to nurture, to align him, to educate him for his calling and for his oil to be preserved and to be well executed for the kingdom of God and for humanity, there's nothing bad in that. Glory be to God for such offices. What we are facing, what we are discussing, is the art of service. The art of being diligent in the things of God. The art of being accountable before men and God concerning the things, the will, the purpose, the assignment of God, being under a man that carry the purpose. If you want to work for God, if you want to enjoy the oil of God upon your life, you need to key into the art of service in the house of God. That has been the template. It has been the ancient pattern to oil. And it will never be eluded, because it is in the journey of such that we learn, that we know the patterns of God so well that when the oil, the anointing finally comes upon your life, upon my life, we will be able to know, to honor, to cherish going about it and referencing the God of the anointing. So you want to carry the anointing? Where? Who are you serving under? Where is your map that we can trace you to? As in the text, Elisha was traced to Elijah. Don't misquote me. If you follow me with wisdom, not all will be traced. Some are direct mantle from God. There are many templates in the Bible we can refer to. For a better understanding, if you check your Bible well, Elisha was not one that's supposed to carry on where Elijah stopped, because there were already sons of prophets on ground, as I've said earlier, but Elisha was serious with his life and making act of service in the kingdom never eluded him, and God, and at the end he got the anointing, he got the oil. He served and he was available to receive the mantle. What if, despite all the services he has rendered in the kingdom, he was not with Elisha the day he was about to depart? Elisha would have carried the mantle. And don't forget, Elijah would have carried the mantle. And don't forget, Elijah was not ready to even release the mantle. If not, he would have done the needful and transferred it unto Elisha as he was about to depart. But Elijah was stingy with it, and Elisha made sure he stood with him that, by force of fire, I need this. I worked for it. Let me carry it. Praise the Lord. Another man was Joshua. Moses was the carrier of the anointing. as initiator of the purpose of God in that age. But Joshua followed Moses diligently in the art of service. Remember, it was this, Joshua and Caleb, that brought good reports after the spy of the promised land, which means Joshua was seeing well already, and through the diligent service, he carried the oil to complete the assignment of God in that age, which was started by Moses. That can be found in the account of Numbers chapter 27, verse 28. Brothers and sisters, even though you have a direct call of God upon your life, you need to take the position of service in the kingdom. In the process, your call will be well spread out. There is no harm in the act of service in the kingdom. It will help you to grow, strengthen your faith journey. It will help to establish you before you enter into your call or mandate. Oil is drawn onto your life. Cause the life of service that you are under, that you've undergone. In the process of service, you got informed, you get shaped, you get vast in knowledge, ever ready for the assignment in the kingdom. And God can never ignore such a man. If opportunity presents itself, God will use that man for his purpose. Praise the Lord. God will use that man for his purpose. God will use that man for his purpose. I believe you've heard the voice of God this season. Now you know the art of service, how serious it is, how beneficial it is for your even personal growth, for your stability, for your strength in the spirit. Act of service. Be relevant in the kingdom of God. Be relevant in the local church you find yourself. I know you carried mantle for God, but you can't just appear bam like that in order for you not to disappear in such templates. You need to serve. Remain blessed in Jesus' name.